Patient last name is a Barfield. Again, Barfield. Barfield. Mercedes is the first name. Mercedes. Date of the visit is May 12, 2023. Date of birth is May 9th, 2023. I'm sorry. Date of birth. Date of birth is. Date of birth is December 4. Date of birth is December 4, 1995. Next paragraph. Patient is 27-year-old female. Common chief complaint of a headache and sleep problems. So for start, patient, a referring physician is Cho Cho Lai. It's C H O C H O L A Y. Referring physician is Dr. Lai. Chief complaint, headaches and sleep problem. Mixed work history present known as patient, a 27-year-old female, comma, with chief complaint of headache and sleep problems. So for start, patient tells me that she's been having a left-sided headache. It could be also right-sided. But it's usually unilateral headaches. Patient would have headaches 3 times a week. Patient has nausea and light sensitivity. The headache intensity is 8 out of 10 for something nice. And hemiparesis, having body sensory changes, diplopia, dysarthria, and dysphagia. Next paragraph. Patient also significant sleep disturbance. Patient tells me that she has significant difficulty to fall asleep. Patient needs to take advantage of the fall asleep. She's not able to sleep on her own. Patient tells me that she usually sleep at 4 a.m. It takes her hours to fall asleep. Patient's mouth snoring. Excessive daytime sleepiness. Her sleep is not restorative. Next for a past medical history. IBS. Next number. Anxiety and depression. Next number. Pre-diabetic. Next number. Past surgical history. Septal deviation surgery. Next number. Right hand surgery. Next for a complication. Rosuvastatin. R-O-S-U-V-A-S-T-A-T-I-N. Next number, omeprazole, doxycycline, sertraline, ibuprofen. Next paragraph, allergies. The patient has no known drug allergies. Next number, social history. Patient single. First up, patient is a full-time student. Patient does not smoke. Patient does not drink. This patient does not use illicit drugs. Next number, family history. Patient does not know her family history. Patient has hair loss, rash, hearing problems, chest pain, short of breath, abdominal pain, urinary urgency, frequency, and depression. Impressionable one, snoring, non-restorative sleep, excessive daytime sleepiness. Patient's also overweight. She likely have obstructive sleep apnea. Impression number two, a migraine headache. Patient has unilateral headaches. She also have a nausea and light sensitivity for these headaches. These are likely migraine headaches. Next for our condition, explain to patient of the above diagnosis. Next number, we'll start a patient on the trial of Imitrax, 15 milligrams once a day as needed. This is for migraine headaches. Next number, we'll also schedule a patient for sleep study, to evaluate for obstructive sleep apnea. First time, next number, this marks the end of the patient. Next patient, the last name is V as in Victor, A-L-E-N, Z as in zebra, U-E-L-A. First name is Marisol. Date of birth is July 21, 1975. Date of service is May 12, 2023. Next to birth of a referring physician. Referring physician is Lifelong Medical Clinic. Lifelong Medical Clinic. The fax number 510-428-4555. Again, 510-428-4555. That's the fax number. Next to paragraph, referring physician is Dr. C L A U D E L L. Last name is S T E P H E N S M D. Next paragraph, Dr. Stevens, I have the pleasure to see. to see Maricel, M-A-R-I-S-O-L, see Maricel today for an initial evaluation for sleep disturbance. Next professor, present known as Richards, a 47-year-old female, she complained of a sleep disturbance. First sufficient tells me that she usually goes to sleep at 11 p.m. First sufficient loud snoring. First sufficient also witness process of breathing during sleep. First sufficient wakes up with the aching jaw, sweaty, heartburn sensation. First sufficient feel tired in the morning. First sufficient also significant excessive daytime sleepiness. First sufficient frequently becomes drowsy when she's watching television, sitting quietly after lunch without alcohol, sitting as a passenger in the car for an hour without break, and lying down to rest after dinner. First up, but next, lying down to rest in the afternoon, and also lying down to rest in the afternoon when circumstances permit. First up, forever. Past medical history, patient denies any significant past medical history. Next, forever. Medication, patient did not list any medication. Next, for allergies, no known drug allergies. Next, for social history, patient's divorced. Patient works in business. The first step, patient does not smoke. A patient does not drink alcohol. Patient drinks alcohol on a social basis. Patient does not use illicit drugs. Next, for family history, there's no family history of similar medical condition. Review of system, patient's sore throat, heartburn, acid reflux symptoms. The first step, during compression, allow snoring, non-restorative sleep, excessive daytime sleepiness. Witness process of breathing during sleep, these all signs and symptoms, and choking feeling during sleep, these all signs and symptoms suggesting obstructive sleep apnea. Paragraph of next patient, last name is the W-A-N-G, again, W-A-N-G, first name is S-A-N-L-I, again, S-A-N-L-I, date of a visit is May 19, 2023, date of birth is November 2, 1978, referring physician is Anita Hart, it's A-N-I-T-A, last name is H-E-A-R-T-M-D. Next of Dr. Hart, optophagic, you can see S-A-N-L-I today for initial evaluation for sleep disturbance and sleep apnea. Next of history, present known as patient is a 44-year-old male, common chief complaint of obstructive sleep apnea. First of all, patient tells me that he has been having sleep apnea for the last 6 years. Patient has been using the CPAP therapy. First up, half a patient tells me that the CPAP therapy is not working well anymore. First up, a patient is still having significant symptoms despite using the CPAP therapy. First up, a patient usually go to bed 11:30 p.m. First up, patient severely loud snoring. First up, patient has witnessed muscles of breathing during sleep, non-restorative sleep, excessive daytime sleepiness. So first up, patient wakes up at 6:30 a.m. First up, patient wakes up with a dry mouth, headache, sleepy, tired, and fatigue. First up, patient also significant excessive daytime sleepiness. So first up, patient frequently becomes drowsy when he's sitting as a passenger in a car for an hour without break, lying down to rest in the afternoon when circumstances permit, sitting quietly after lunch without alcohol, and sitting in a car while stopped for a few minutes in traffic for stimulus forever. Next paragraph, past medical history, diabetes. Next one, past surgical history, cholecystectomy. Next number, current medication, doxycycline. Next number, amlodipine. Next paragraph, allergies, no drug allergies. Next paragraph, social history, patients married with 2 children. First up, patient does not smoke, a patient does not drink alcohol, a patient does not use illicit drugs. Next family history, parents of diabetes. Next paragraph, please do not put a review system. Next paragraph, depression, obstructive sleep apnea. First up, patient tells me that he was previously diagnosed with sleep apnea 6 years ago. First up, patient has been using the CPAP therapy. First up, however, it tells me that the CPAP therapy is not effective anymore. First up, patient has a lot of excessive daytime sleep symptoms and snoring. First up, I suspect that his sleep apnea probably got worse. So first up, I would like to he likely need to get adjustments for the CPAP settings. First up, next for a recommendation, explain to patient the above diagnosis. Next up, we schedule a patient for an overnight polysomnography study, to definitively evaluate for the adequate CPAP collection. Next number, this marks the identification. Next patient, last name is B-E-N-H-A-B-I-B, again, B-E-N-H-A-B-I-B. First name is Rosa, R-O-S-A. Date of visit is May 23, 2023. Date of birth is April 25, 1939. Next paragraph, referring physician is Dr. G-H-A-R-A-G-O-Z-L-O-U. Next paragraph, chief complaint, tremors. and dizziness. Name's breakfast, true present noon, suspicions, an 84-year-old female common chief complaint of tremor, several stuff. A patient tells me that she's been having a hand tremor, several stuff, mostly in the hands, several stuff. The tremors are mostly action tremors, several stuff. They are not resting tremors, several stuff. A patient tells me that she has some difficulty using utensils and holding a coffee cup. However, there's no hemiparesis, hemiparesis, body sensory changes, diplopia, dysarthria, and dysphagia. She also have a gait that's abnormal. She tells me that she's dizzy a lot. She feels lightheadedness. Majority of the history is provided by the daughter, who is translating for Turkish. Next paragraph of past medical history. Past medical history, high blood pressure, next time atrial fibrillation, next time vascular medication, Eliquis, next time metoprolol, next time sertraline, next time atorvastatin, next time losartan, next time allergies, patients is allergic to penicillin, next time social history, patients married with two children, first time patient does not smoke, or first time patient does not drink alcohol, patient does not use illicit drugs, next time family history, there's no family history of similar medical condition, review system, patient has a hair loss, vision loss, palpitation, short of breath, heartburn, muscle pain, first time. Next paragraph. Next paragraph, a diagnostic test, an EEG study was performed today. First up, it's negative study. First up, there's no epileptic form discharges. So first up, next paragraph, neurologic examination. Mental examination, patients awake and alert, first step, comprehension is intact, first step. Next step, motor examination, there's no cogwheel rigidity, first step, there's no resting tremor, so first step, there's mild action tremor, so first step, motor strength are 5/5 symmetrically, first step. Gait examination, patient, gait is a little bit slow, first step, however, it's not a shuffling gait, first step, patient is a little unsteady, first step, an expert impression, the essential tremors, comma, bilateral hands, comma, mild, first step, first up, the patient does not want a medication for the tremors because it is mild. So first up, impression number two, dizziness. So first up, I will give the patient a trial of meclizine to see if that help with it. See if that would help. With the dizziness. So first up, I suspect that is a likely inner ear problem. So first up, impression number two, gait disturbance of aging. Gait disorder of aging. Next part of recommendation, explain to the patient of the above diagnosis. Next part, we'll prescribe to the patient meclizine 25 milligrams twice a day as needed for dizziness. The first time, next part, a patient does not want any medications for tremors because it is mild. The first time, next part, explain to the patient of the above diagnosis. Next number, we'll follow the patient on July 31, 2023. First time, explain to the patient, contact me immediately if she has any other side effects. The first time, let's go over this mark, so it's the end of the patient. Next patient, last name is H-U-A-N-G. Again, H-U-A-N-G. First name is M-E-I-Y-I-N-G. Again, M-E-I-Y-I-N-G. Date of visit is May 23, 2023. Date of birth is November 8, 1950. Next paragraph of the referring physician is... YU, last name is PENG. Again, YU, last name is PENGMD. The fax number is 925-646-5505. Again, 925-646-5505. Also, please also add another fax number of 925-646-5153. Again, 925-646-5153. 646-5153. That's the second fax number. Next to paragraph, Dr. Pang, P-E-N-G, chief complaint at Tremors. Next to a visit of the administration, it's a 72-year-old female. Come on. Chief complaint of Tremors. The first step patient tells me that she's been having bilateral arms and bilateral legs tremors. The first step. A patient tells me that she's been having these symptoms for the last 4 to 5 years. A first step, patient tells me that the hand tremors is getting worse. A patient also right leg tremors. She also have left leg tremors. The right leg tremors is worse than the left. Patient also have head and neck tremors. Denies any hemiparesis and hemi body sensory changes, diplopia, dysarthria, and dysphagia. Patient denies any numbness. Next paragraph. A patient have seen a neurologist in the past. A patient tells me that she was not giving a diagnosis. However, a patient has been taking primidone, 50 milligram pills, now a half a pill at night. A patient tells me that she does not have any side effects from the medication. Next for a past medical history, current medication, primidone, 50 milligram pills, comma, half a pill at night. Next over, acetaminophen. Next over, baclofen. Next over, metronidazole, next up, omeprazole, next up, allergies, no known drug allergies. Next up, social history, patient's widow, first up, patient does not smoke, or patient does not drink alcohol, patient does not use illicit drugs. Next up, family history, patient denies any family history of similar medical conditions. Next up, review system, patient's hearing problems, joint pain, muscle pain, cramps, tingling, and numbness. First up, patient also abdominal pain, bloating, and heartburn sensation. First up, and do not put the rest of the review system. Please do not put the rest of the review system. Next up, a neurologic examination. A cranial nerve examination, patient has tremors in the head and neck. Some motor examination, patient also has tremors in the hands bilaterally. There's no resting tremor. The tremors are action tremors. There's no cogwheel rigidity. Gait examination, patient walks with the tremors in her legs. However, there's no shuffling gait. There's no decrease in arms swing. There's no decrease in arm swing. Next sort of impression, essential tremors. Essential tremors of the arms and head and the neck. A patient tells me that she has been having these for the last 4 to 5 years. An examination, there's no cogwheel rigidity. There's no mask face. There's no bradykinesia. There's no decrease in eye blinking frequency. This is not likely Parkinson's disease. Patient has been taking primidone, 50 milligrams, half a pill at night. Explain to patient that she's taking a very small dosage. Explain to patient that she should not take it at night. She should not take it at night when she goes to sleep. Explain to her that she takes it at night before she goes to sleep, then it is not being used. It is not being effective during the daytime. First, I'm sure recommendation, explain the patient of the above diagnosis. Next, we'll recommend patient increase the primidone to 50 milligrams twice a day. First, I've explained to the patient that the primidone side effects, including sleepiness, drowsiness, and sedation. First, I've explained to the patient, let me know immediately if she develop any side effects. She has not been having any side effects. If she continues to do well in primidone, I will keep increasing the dosage in primidone. First, I've explained to the patient that she's currently taking a very small dosage, and that is not expected to help the essential tremors. I want her to take a higher dosage. I would like her to increase the 50 milligrams twice a day. Recommendation followed me in 1 month. Followed the patient on June 26th. This marks the end of the patient. Next patient, last name is H U I Z A R. Again, H U I Z as in zebra, A R. First name is Paul. Their visit is May 23, 2023. Their birth is April 4, 1955. Next paragraph, tremors. Next paragraph, history present, referring physician is Dr. Ruhula, R-U-H-U-L-L-A-H. Next paragraph, dear Dr. Ruhula, I have the pleasure to see Paul today for initial evaluation for tremors. Next paragraph, history present, administration is a 68-year-old male, common chief complaint of tremors. The physician tells me that he's been having tremors, for the last few months. So first up, it is getting worse. So first up, a patient also walks abnormal. First up, a patient does not speak normal according to the wife. A patient denies any falls. So first up, but his gait is abnormal according to the to the wife. First up, next paragraph, a past medical history, high blood pressure, and oral current medication, lisinopril. Next paragraph, allergies, no known drug allergies. Next paragraph, social history, patient is married with two children. First up, patient does not smoke. Patient drinks alcohol on a social basis. Patient does not use illicit drugs. Next paragraph, family history, there's no family history of similar medical condition. Next paragraph, review system, patient has hearing problems, urinary frequency, back pain, and joint pain, and the left knee pain. First up, next paragraph, a neurological examination, patient is awake and alert. First up, a patient follow commands appropriately. First up, next cranial nerve examination. Patient has a decrease in facial expression. First up, patient has decrease in eye blinking speed. A patient has decrease in eye blinking frequency. First up, a patient has a mask face. Mode examination, patient has diffused bradykinesia. First up, patient has a cogwheel rigidity in both arms. First up, patient has tremors, kind of worse on the right and the left. First up, patient has both a resting tremor and action tremor. So first up, gait examination, patient walks with a decrease in arm swing. First up, patient has shuffling gait. First up, nerve impression, Parkinson's disease. First up, a patient has decrease in eye blinking frequency, decrease in arm swing when he's walking, and shuffling gait. These are all classic signs and symptoms for Parkinson's disease. Next sort of a condition, explain the patient to develop diagnosis. Next up, I would start a patient on Sinemet, 25/100 milligram pills, one pill twice a day. First up, explain the patient common side effects of the medication, including stomach upset, nausea. Explain the patient, let me know immediately if he develop any of the side effects. Next up, we'll recommend patient also to obtain a brain MRI, to definitively evaluate and rule stroke and on any intracranial lesions. First up, next up, recommendation filed with me on June 26, 2023. First up, the next paragraph, this marks at the end of dictation.